hands of the American Journal, Chase Geyser captures the mosaic of American life.
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response.
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work. And I am proud of making a decision to not just give fancy speeches or be in a legislative body and give speeches on the floor, but actually doing the work of being in the position to use the power that I had to reform a system that is badly in need of reform. That is why we created initiatives that were about reentering former offenders and getting them counseling.
The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
Our Democratic Party, unfortunately, is not the party that is of, by, and for the people. It is a party that has been and continues to be influenced by the foreign policy establishment in Washington, represented by Hillary Clinton and others' foreign policy, by the military-industrial complex and other greedy corporate interests.
Senator Harris, any response?
Oh, sure. I think it's unfortunate that we have someone on the stage who is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full-time on Fox News criticizing President Obama.
Who has spent full-time criticizing
people on this stage as affiliated with the Democratic Party. When Donald Trump was elected, not even sworn in, buddied up to Steve Bannon to get a meeting with Donald Trump in the Trump Tower, fails to call a war criminal by what he is as a war criminal, and then spends full time during the course of this campaign, again, criticizing the Democratic Party. What we need on the stage in November is someone who has the ability to win. And by that, we need someone on that stage who has the ability to go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump and someone who has the ability to rebuild the Obama coalition and bring the party and the nation together. I believe I am that candidate.
Thank you, Senator. Congresswoman Gabbard, I'll give you a chance to respond.
What Senator Harris is doing is unfortunately continuing to traffic in lies and smears and innuendos because she cannot challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making, the leadership and the change that I'm seeking to bring in our foreign policy, which only makes me guess that she will, as president, continue the status quo, continue the Bush-Clinton-Trump foreign policy of regime change wars, which is deeply destructive.
Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala for president?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala?
Who?
Trump or Kamala?
Oh. Not Kamala.
Excuse me, sir. Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala?
Huh?
Trump or Kamala?
Oh, Trump for sure.
Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Trump or Kamala?
How about if you stop doing that, please?
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, where we are taking calls and breaking balls. Thank you so much. The board is lit up. So I'm going to go through as quickly as I can so that more people can fill the board. Let's start out with Alex in Nevada. Alex, what is on your mind this morning, sir?
Have you gotten that pay raise yet? I've been calling for you to have that pay raise.
So. I appreciate that, man. I'm in it to win it for the sake of America, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could probably spend 3 hours regurgitating and reiterating all the things you've been saying. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
Look, last night, the only way I could watch the DNCCP was you guys being online and covering it. I walked away many times because there were times when you guys just let it run and it wasn't you guys helping me through it. And so then I'd come back around I heard your guys' voices and I'd start listening again. But there's no way in this God's creation that I could watch the DNCCP unless you guys. I just want to chime in that I hope to hell you guys are going to cover it because I do need to be aware, and I need to know what they're saying.
Right. You have to observe the enemy, even if it's like looking at paint dry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you see the coverage last night where Jones was doing the Transformers voices?
Oh yeah. He's hilarious. He's hilarious.
I didn't realize how good he was at it. I asked him. I was like, "How many times have you seen this movie?" He's like, "Oh, I just got a great memory. I've seen it like 5 times."
Yeah.
Well, Alex, thank you for your call.
I hope you guys keep going on it because I'd like to get through it, and that's the only way I'm going to do it.
I appreciate that. I will forward that to the other Alex Jones himself, as soon as I see him today. Thank you so much. Joe in Arkansas. Joe, what is on your mind?
Yeah, Harrison, I just wanted to talk about, I know lately a lot of people have been talking about succession, and I kind of don't really understand that. I think we as the United States, every state is worth standing up for, and I don't get why somebody would want to peace out. Even Texas, it's a big state. It probably could survive on its own for a while anyways, but...
Look, the way I see secession is the same way I look at divorce. It's something that should, never be done unless absolutely necessary. So there are a few examples of when I think divorce is appropriate. Like if your spouse is beating the hell out of you, then you probably need to get out of that relationship, right? And so I agree with you. I don't think that secession is appropriate now. But if we get to the point where our federal government is literally abusing us in an even more radical and physical way, then the only just response would be to, break up, right?
Well, don't you believe, let's say if Texas did do that, right? And
yeah,
it's the second largest state in the United States. Very, obviously it's a big Second Amendment state, but you got Mexico right there. Who's to say that the powers that be, the same people that do coups all over this world, wouldn't just bring in Chinese right through and march them right up
that,
into...
Man. The whole reason that Texas joined the United States of America, I think it was, 1846? I think it was a republic from 36 to 46, I'm not sure, was because we wanted the federal government to protect us from invasion from Mexico, having just been in a major war with Mexico, a war of secession itself, right? And right. Now the federal government is sponsoring the invasion that we joined the federal government, the union, in order to prevent. So I'm not advocating for secession now, but the notion that it's like never the correct move seems to me kind of antithetical to the deepest American sentiment, which is a people has a right to declare independence from an unjust government. I mean, our whole government is itself a secession from the United Kingdom. So why could our states not legally be allowed to secede in the same way if our federal government, you know, projected the same egregious tyrannical actions against us that King George did against our people hundreds of years ago?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And obviously, I know we're being invaded now. That's why it sickens me every day that we sit and watch it. And our sheriff, and even the sheriffs that are down there in those border towns, I thought sheriffs had more power, that they, once those invaders, because that's what they are, hit their county, I thought by law that they could stop them because they were breaking the law in their county. But maybe I have something wrong, or maybe I'm reading the laws wrong, because I have read it and it seems like that's the way I read it. But I mean,
well, if you have a Department of Justice that's all corrupt, you know, it doesn't really matter what the law says. But no, I'm with you, man. Like, I think that divorce is the last resort. I don't think that we're there yet. I mean, it's incredibly sad and to be avoided at all costs. And, you know, advocating for it prematurely, I think, is rash and irresponsible. Nobody wants to see this nation break up. Nobody wants to see the flag change. But I mean, there is a line that we seem to be rapidly approaching. And by rapidly approaching, I'm saying rapidly in the context of all history. Rapidly could be like in the next 100 years. I'm not talking about next week, but it seems like this century, before the end of this century, we are headed into deep trouble if we don't change course. I mean, the iceberg is dead ahead. We're going at it very slowly, but we're very steadily going at it as well. And if we don't divert course, we're going to crash into that iceberg, and it's going to be civil unrest to the tune of millions dead.
I think that's coming in the next 4 to 5 months, but
Yeah, I mean, things have been worse here before, but yeah, Joe, always, man. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And you have a good perspective there. I appreciate the sentiment that secession should be avoided at all costs. And I share that sentiment. Charlie in Chicago. Charlie, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, you should have called Joe John. We called you Harrison. Anyhow, no, I mean, I just want to talk about the election, but the thing you hear, divide and conquer. Like, let me throw two more words in there, and it's confuse, demoralize, divide and conquer. And the last two callers before, they're at that point of demoralization. So this is what's going to happen in the election. I haven't heard anyone have this take, and I don't know if I'm not articulating it well. They know they're going to lose, so they're going to steal the election. They're going to have the same mules and everything, only this time it's going to be Trump ballot, right? And they're going to get standing. And then you're going to see the left, you know, the people like my parents freaking out about how there were IP addresses or phones, and they're going to do the exact same thing, but the Democrats are going to technically try to steal it for the Republicans because they know they're already going to lose. They're going to make it so lopsided, and then the Supreme Court's going to hear their case, et cetera. Let me add one more thing really quickly from that last caller.
Sure.
Well, my parents are, these crazy liberals. You grew up in Chicago. I was raised that way. And they came and visited me, and we went out to Hawaii in like 2018, and all my dad wanted to do was go see Tulsi Gabbard's office and this and that. And so we go spend a whole day going to Waikiki so we can go get a poster or whatever. He's like, she's going to be president someday, son. Literally a week after that speech when she destroyed Kamala, or I think she shit on the hill, pushed on her. And my dad's like, oh, she's a bum. She's awful.
No, like, man, people, I'm sorry. That's so sad.
They're under a psyop. There's nothing you can do. You can show it's easier to lie to someone than it is to prove that they've been lied to. There's nothing you can do.
You can't fix it for them. It's just sad that you got family that's NPC status, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're from Illinois. I'm sure you do too.
yeah, but mostly extended family. My immediate family's all on the same page.
Okay.
You know, but a little bit of that. I've got some extended relatives with, you know, purple hair and crap like that, but, you know, what can you do?
Well, see, it's great. Like, for me, I served my country. I did my 4 years of this to that. So every single, like, talk track they have, I come back. But they can't – if they couldn't see through COVID, they can't see the chemtrails in the air. They can't see anything. They can't see Building 7. It's just – they have no ability to discern.
Absolutely, Charlie. Absolutely.
I don't know. It's just trying to hold space for him, I guess.
Well, and it's especially difficult when the truth is more uncomfortable than the lie. The lie is comforting. Everybody wants to believe that everything is fine. But when the fact of the matter is that it's not fine, there's an element of denial. It's part of the stages of grief, right? And we saw this in Harry Potter. Yeah. Harry Potter is kind of a cheesy movie. I don't really like to show it much on this network, even though I am a fan. But there was the famous instance where Voldemort comes back at the end of the fourth movie, and throughout the entire fifth movie, the government is in denial that the villain is back and alive. And at the very end of the movie, the leader of the Ministry of Magic looks at and sees Voldemort in the flesh and says, "Oh my God, he's back." It's like, yeah, we've been trying to tell you that the whole entire movie, you know, and you're just in denial, right? And you just don't want it to be too late, you know?
Well, one last thing I'll leave you with my wacky parents. I mean, we still forgive each other all the time, but I'm telling my parents about Hunter Biden stuff before. And I show my dad one of the pictures that was surfaced with Hunter with a little 7-year-old girl or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, "I'm going to call the cops. Do you have child porn on your phone?" Like, to me, like that's like that. Yeah. That's how like they just said they won't see it. They cannot see
through
it.
They'll call the cops on their own son for having child porn, but they won't, you know, not support Joe Biden when Hunter Biden's making child porn.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful with that stuff that you download, man. I mean, I know that it's tempting to download the laptop files and look through them, but just be very careful, man. There's stuff on there you don't want on your hard drive.
I did a screenshot of just one of the images just to go have that very same conversation.
Just be careful, man.
I agree, man.
Stay away from that stuff. I love you, Charlie. Thank you. Justin in Kentucky. Justin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right, so I wanted to comment on the whole Kamala Harris, her little food deal that she's got going on. So I'm going to use a Bible verse to explain this. It says here in 1 Timothy, it says here, they forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods. All right, that's it with that verse. So you can see this is about the later times, actually. And we should expect these things to happen if Bible prophecy is going to come true. I mean, there's going to be a group of people in the end times that are controlling people's food. And what better way for that to happen for the government to actually start taking over the food market? So what I'm saying is we should expect these things to happen if the Bible is accurate. Jesus said, "I tell you this before it happens, so when it does happen, you'll believe."
Yes.
So, and we need to be out there preaching and fighting against it, but definitely you should expect to see these things if the word is going to happen the way it says, you know?
Yeah, I was just hoping that, you know, it was going to happen 1,000 years from now, not during my lifetime.
Yeah, I know, but hey, we don't put the time, God does, you know?
I know, and he's the boss, and I yield. I'm not, you know, griping. It's just a shame, you know? Why couldn't I have just lived during the 50s?
And it doesn't mean we fight. It doesn't mean we give up. It doesn't mean you fight. You are to stay busy. You are not to be idle, you know?
Sure.
So it doesn't mean give up. It just means you should expect these
things. I just don't
want to
see my kids starve, man. You know? I got
four
kids.
Trust me, I got four kids. Yeah. I know.
And you know, man, you don't love anything like you love your kids. It's like a whole other level. It's painful almost. It's almost a bad feeling. It's so powerful.
It's terrible. I'm homeschooling for the first time this year. I told my wife, I said, you know what? Hey, let's just do this year. And, you know, we get through the year, you know, next year we'll put them back in, you know. Yeah. But this year, I don't know about this year. This year, I don't know.
Well, Justin, great call. I'm glad you pointed out that verse. God bless you, and I'll pray for you and your family. You're a good man. Thank you for calling in. Jay in Tennessee. Jay, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
You sound good, Jay.
All right. You hung up on me. I was in Missouri yesterday, but that's okay.
Did you say something mean, or was it a bad connection?
I didn't get to the phone in time. I was half asleep.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry about that. I'm glad we got connected today.
I'm not mad at you.
Thank you.
I
sent this clip 3 years ago. They should have it.
I think the people of America need a plan. We need a general. And I've kind of mentioned this in the past with one of you hosts. If everybody wore red when they go to vote, people will see who they're voting for, be it the Red Party, which I don't think I'm much of a Republican. I just know that I'm going to vote for Trump.
Yeah,
but we need a plan. And then after, if everybody, if, you know, I keep getting these alerts, send me money, who are you voting for? I'm this one, I'm that one. And, you know, send out some alerts with some information as to what to do when you go vote. That's what they ought to do, you know. Maybe if you want, I've spent the money, but that might have been a mistake because they keep asking for more, but that's okay. And then after the election, you get some pew-pews, I guess I can say guns. You get your guns and you go and you surround all the city halls and you wait for the election results. And if you don't like it, they have this amazing stuff called gasoline. And you put it in a bottle and you do away with the city halls. And you send all your tax money. You send all your tax money that they're going to ask for at the end of the year, and you send it over to Donald Trump, and you start a new government from scratch, and be done with this broke government. And if you don't, and I like the way you handled that guy the other day about the Masonic people there, and you hung up on his ass. I've been talking to you for a while now, and that guy really pissed me off. And I'm Jewish, you know, so I say Baruch Hashem, which means God bless.
Yeah.
But you know, and as for the end of time, that's the difference between Jews and Christians. The Christians, they, you know, they're looking forward to the end of times, and the Jews, they're looking to enjoy the day, enjoy these times. We got to make it better for God because that's how it works.
Mm.
He's not coming in my faith. He's not coming here to fix anything. God put us here to make things so that we live life on earth as in heaven. But anyways, that's my opinion.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned you're Jewish and not Christian, and then literally Jesus' prayer said on earth as it is in heaven. And the Our Father prayer. That's interesting. Jay, you can always call. I appreciate your call. I don't advocate for insurrection or burning down city halls or surrounding them with weapons or overthrowing the government. But thank you. I do appreciate the sentiment. Seminar caller, Texas. Let's go to you, buddy. Are you there?
Yeah. Trump needs to establish a policy to combat the corporate takeover of single-family housing.
Mm.
I'm a landlord in every single neighborhood I have a house in. In Texas, it's Progress Residential, American Homes for Rent, and then a few others, Tricon.
Yeah.
Every single neighborhood I have a house in, 60 to 70% of are owned by private equity. Oh. This private equity is coming from China, from India. It's coming from foreign countries.
Yeah, I hear the Chinese are buying up like every house in Orange County, California. I have family there. They said their whole neighborhood is all Chinamen.
And so it's robbing our children of a future. Of building equity in starter homes specifically. They need...
Well, the fact of the matter is you should not legally be allowed to own real estate in the United States if you are not a U.S. citizen.
I agree. Alex, Roger Stone, are you listening? Please tell Trump. Please tell Trump. He's got to make a policy. Okay, number two. We have to stop pretending that Kamala Harris, a biracial woman, is not extremely popular to a large portion of the population.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to vote for her because of that.
Yeah.
Number three, Trump and the conservatives need to boost their energy.
Yes.
I'm watching these Democratic events, and there's so much energy. Joe Biden was on stage. He was barely awake, and they were just cheering and cheering and cheering and cheering and cheering.
Yeah, yeah, they're just infusing him with demonic spirits. There's like an exorcism happening from the audience into this not naturally animated corpse that is Joe Biden. And he's like feeding off of it. And when they start to realize that he stopped breathing, they just cheer and they give him this like satanic air. And then it like resuscitates him, like it's CPR is being performed remotely through some weird Nikola Tesla technology where electricity can be transmitted wirelessly. And he's just consuming their energy in the satanic form as his eyes blacken and his teeth just chatter together with this amphetamine fueled energy from the audience. And everyone in the whole entire world is totally drained of energy because it's so boring. Because their energy is being sucked out of them into the audience of this cult, which is then transmitting it straight into the body of the dead Joe Biden, who has just been introduced by his raped daughter. That's exactly what we saw last night.
We need to stop having a pissing match about crowd sizes.
Yeah,
I'm not going to vote for Kamala if she has a bigger crowd.
That's true. They're both going to fill stadiums. Even if one of them was kicking the other one's butt totally, the one that was losing would still fill stadiums. It's not that hard to fill a stadium. All you got to do is get Beyonce to open for you.
And it's not going to change my vote. It's not going to change my vote. I'm voting for Trump.
I'm voting for whoever has the biggest rally. Seminar caller, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you, man. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, what is on your mind this morning, sir?
First of all, what's on my mind is doing a do-over on this X3 plug. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, good. Okay, Survival X Shield's on sale for $23.95. This stuff is awesome. You guys buy it. And I wanted to comment on the DNC. I was watching it through you guys last night, and it was still so boring. And when you guys voted to stay there, I was surprised, because if I was there, I would have voted to leave.
We're in it to win it, man. Yeah, I know.
My final statement to the Democrats is Roe versus Wade is just a clump of words.
Well, you know, like just a clump of words. Is that a play on the clump of cells?
Yes, sir.
That's good. That's good. Roe v. Wade is just a clump of words, man.
Yeah.
Bart, I love that point. Jeremy in California, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, what's up, Chase?
Hey, buddy.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to say I've been watching you since you got started. You've been killing it, bro.
Thank you.
Your rant the other day was epic. I do want to plug real quick. Like you, when I first got introduced to InfoWars, I tried Brain Force Plus for the first time, and it just blew me away. I was totally skeptical of supplements, and I've pretty much bought everything that you guys have. I love the nitric boost. That stuff's epic.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out to Matt Baker. I know that dude. I used to hang out with him back in the day.
He's a good dude.
He's a totally good dude. But yeah, I was just I guess the consensus is on the DNC last night was that it was boring as hell.
It was like reading a dictionary, man.
Yeah, and Biden's speech was totally predictable. You guys were calling out stuff he was going to say before he even said it.
Yeah,
and. The only way that I was getting through it was your guys is just epic comedy. I was laughing my rear end off. So I really enjoyed it. I have a question for you. I'm a pastor, and I've systematically studied the Bible for the last like 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And you guys kind of touched on the end times thing a moment ago. And I guess my question for you is if we're to believe that everything that's in the Bible is correct and true, are we going to end up having a one world government, or is there a way that we're able to fight against that? Or are we just going to end up happening anyways?
That's a good question, and I am not equipped to answer it. I'll just briefly share with you, because we only have about 30 seconds left, my philosophy on end times prophecy. A lot of people spend a lot of time trying to figure it out for hundreds of years, even, but especially in the 20th century, it was very popular to study Revelation. When Israel became a nation again in 1948, a lot of the evangelical sects of Christianity, you know, saw that as foreshadowing, and then everybody just started diving into Revelation. Jesus said that the end is going to come like a thief in the night. So I just take his word for it, and I don't try to figure this stuff out, because he said that I wasn't going to figure it out. And the prophecy is so when it comes true, you realize in hindsight that it was true the whole time. It's not so that you can understand what's coming, in my opinion. But thanks so much for that. More calls on either side. Stay tuned, folks.
Tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, We found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Geiser navigates the American narrative in the American Journal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser. Chad from South Dakota is on the board. Chad, I've been talking about you nonstop for like 2 weeks, man. I'm so glad you called. What else is on your mind?
Well, Chase, first of all, I want to extend congratulations to you and my gratitude for you guys being willing to take my call and for us to be able to have a conversation that's reaching literally millions of people. And now that story finally has reached escape velocity.
Yeah, it seems like they launched an investigation into a Walls after we released that video.
Oh, maybe it's just a coincidence. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Kind of a coincidence, like, you know, Joe Biden was sold out to China, and now Tim Walls is the true Maoist believer, and he's ready to be our vice president. These are all just coincidences. Oh, and he locked down his population and shot him with pepper balls.
And for the sake of the audience, I just want to remind everyone, because they may have missed the call on the Sunday night show when you called in. You were in China with Walls in 1995.
That's correct. Summer semester of 1995. He was a student liaison. So he was the teacher, I was the student. And We traveled to mainland China and visited, and there was something, and I told
Hey
your
Jude
trainer.
In the karaoke bar?
Sang Hey Jude in a karaoke bar in Beijing, with, I don't want to overestimate it, may have been between, 5,000, 10,000. People don't know the scale of, places and how many people turn out in these in these public venues and in these cities. If you're in Shanghai and Beijing, these places are just, they're just huge,
Yeah.
And we sang Hey Jude, and every single person in the bar sang along every single word in English.
Wow.
And it was just like, you kind of
Jude,
stopped. And you just,
Take a fresh song and make it better.
That's exactly how it sounds.
Sorry.
That's exactly how it sounds.
I'm not racist. I'm just terrible.
Well, were you there? You nailed it.
Oh, I was there. I was singing. I gave them the accent.
Well, anyway, what I was calling to add, I kind of buried. We touched on the Harvard Institute for International Development, which was the parent. That was the parent arm over World Teach and the Educational Advancement Wing of the U.S. State Department.
Right, and World Teach has since stopped that whole entire operation, right?
Yes, because they were investigated, and there was a lot of questionable goings on. And when you're funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and you're very sympathetic to communist China, it draws scrutiny in a way that you don't want. So it's been disbanded. But all this happened, and I left out this part. This is in the Ebb Lieberman era at State, and then the transition into the Clinton White House. This is the golden age of Chinese espionage into the United States, and the founding of the Confucius Institutes on American campuses.
Yes.
And during the time that I was with him in China, we went to university campuses, and I was on with you for, I don't know, was it 25 minutes or whatever, and we didn't get to this part, but we went to universities in Xi'an University is right next to the place where they have the Terracotta Army.
Yeah.
And we went to Guangzhou Medical University in Old Canton, and Beijing Normal University and Macau Polytechnic on that trip. And we in a couple of the places we were able to sit in on lectures and this sort of thing. And I thought, at the time I thought it was just, just run of the mill educational experience. In hindsight, I've always came to believe that what he was doing was cultivating academic relationships to find people for the academic exchange, the faculty exchanges for the Confucius Institutes
that could see Maoism in the United States.
Yes, and all that, all that's contemporaneous to the Ebb Lieberman era at the State Department and Tim Wall's involvement with Harvard Institute for International Development.
Wow,
I'm trying to. There's things that people can probably fill in if you understand the connection between HID. HIID
mm-hmm.
and USAID. Those are both front organizations for Central Intelligence.
Now, did you watch any of the DNC last night, Shad?
I listened to you guys because I wanted to hear more about the Transformers and Cobra Commander. So,
well, there was a moment.
I listened. I watched as much of the DNC as I could with without exhausting my supply of vomit bags.
I understand. It can be pretty expensive. It's like the vomit bag prices are like the diaper prices. It's just untenable, the amount of vomiting you have to do. But there was a moment where Joe Biden, can I use this corny line, where he said he would be the best volunteer that the Kamala Harris campaign ever had. And Tim Walz clutched his heart. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Was he a heart clutcher? When you knew him, like, oh.
Tim is he's a fairly emotive guy.
Yeah. And would you say that he's actually a sweet guy? He's just a Maoist?
I think that would have been a fair characterization. And certainly before the full extent of what was going to be his trajectory and his rise. I sort of just put this on a back burner in a closet drawer.
Yeah, guy you used to know happens to be running for office. That's kind of, crazy.
Well, he ran for U.S. House. Yeah, ran for U.S. House in 2006. And he popped back up on the radar, and I was like, oh dear, this could be a problem, and knowing his allegiances and his ideology. And I'm glad it's coming out now from other student sources that, he told them that in China, everybody shares Well, yeah, that's true, but they share, you know, meager rations, and people starve to death. So,
are people still starving to death in China, or is that something that, you know, kind of got buttoned up after 62?
It lasted a lot longer than 62, but it's not the pervasive problem that it was.
Yeah,
but you know, poverty in comparative.
I just couldn't believe that he stopped you from interfering with PLA soldiers beating the hell out of a cripple and dragging him into an alley.
Well, and I need to characterize that fairly too. Okay. You know, I do believe it's emblematic of what beats in his heart of hearts, but at the same time, I don't think explaining to my parents why I was rotting in a Chinese prison in Suzhou or Guangdong or Guangzhou, I don't know that would have been a good outcome either.
Right.
But it was just contrary to the natural human emotion of wanting to jump to the defense.
But just the fact that I would still draw the conclusion that Maoism was great after witnessing something like that is indicative of a major problem.
Well, and realize Cloward and Piven doesn't function without China. Cloward and Piven, the burning down and the taking down of the United States doesn't function unless they have a destination and a planned market economy where they can export our wealth and our right. jobs and our prosperity.
So do you think that he's actually part of intentionally cognizant of like a conspiracy to bring down the United States, or do you think he's a useful idiot?
I think he understands exactly what's happening.
Wow.
I think he understands exactly what's happening. And they can't, as is the essence of the Cloward and Piven strategy, they can't erect the new socialist utopian system without burning down what it is we've enjoyed up until this point.
Because if there's any nation with sovereignty and capitalism, then their system would be fled.
Yeah, and if you look at the etymology of the rise of China, I mean, it was put together specifically for the purpose of using as a battering ram economically against the United States. And that goes all the way back to Nixon, and then certainly during George H.W. Bush. I've always found it less than a coincidence that the Tiananmen massacre happened once the transition of power happened between Reagan and Papa Bush. Mm-hmm. And understanding the CIA incrementalism that was evident there.
So, well, Shad, we're coming up on a break in about 30 seconds. Can I keep you for a few more minutes on the other side, or do you have to go? I know it's a
good day. You know what? I don't need to monopolize all your time. I just wanted to thank you for having me on. Sure. And I want to thank you guys for the hard work you're doing and for weathering all through the travails and serving the crucial purpose that you do. I thought it was crucial we get that information out.
We appreciate you too. And you have been totally vindicated. Your credibility has been reinforced over the course of the last couple of weeks as more and more students and associates of Tim Walz have come out and said that he is a diehard idealist Maoist. It's abundantly clear that we have a communist takeover ensuing right now in the United States of America. If we don't fight back, it's going to be too late too soon. Stay tuned for more calls on the other side, folks.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get t-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Segment if I have time. There are a couple of news reports that I would like to get to before the great Alex Jones takes over in 13 minutes or so. Apparently The Acolyte was canceled. No season 2 for Disney Plus's Star Wars series. This series was one that we covered on War Room and other networks, another channel shows on this network rather. And it was very controversial. It divided Star Wars fans. It was a bunch of feminazis getting together and doing cult rituals, talking about how important the collective was. It was just woke garbage. It didn't fail, as they should have known it would fail, because all this woke garbage always does fail. And so it's not going to get a season 2. And instead of touting views, they try to like make the number look bigger by saying how many minutes were viewed. 488 million minutes viewed. Which basically means that, what, 4.8 million views? They watch however many minutes, a couple episodes, an episode or two. So, nothing. I mean, this whole series, 8 episodes, gets like as many views as like one day of Alex Jones's broadcast. I mean, come on, do you have the sound for this? Can we start it from the beginning? Yeah. Yeah, canceled.
But we never did too much talking anyway.
Well, they should have used the Bob Dylan song. They should have used the Bob Dylan song for the clip, because maybe they would have gotten a second season. But if you've ever seen the original clip of this, it's just astounding how collectivist malice it is. It's almost like it came straight from the Walls campaign. And I got this report. I think Rawag Nationalist reposted it on InfoWars.com. This amazing report of our caller who just spoke to us, Shad, submitting a report to Comer. This is amazing. So this is the reason that you have to support InfoWars, because we did a broadcast Sunday night for Sunday Night Live between 6 and 8 p.m. Every Sunday I host that. It was now 9 days ago. And I spoke with Shad for at least 23 minutes about his experience with Tim Walz in China. told me about how Tim Walz was collecting dozens of little red books, about how Kamala's slogan about Kamala being joyous and joy was straight from Mao. They say in China, Mao's words bring joy, about how Tim Walz was offended when this caller, Shad, brought up the tank man in Tiananmen Square and chided him, and how Walz prevented him and others from interfering with the beating of a cripple, and just countless stories about how Tim Walz is literally just an advocate for Maoism. He's actually at his core, philosophically, a true, genuine Maoist form of communist. Believes it to the core. So regardless of whether you think he's a good person or a bad person, he believes a philosophy that has perpetuated tremendous amounts of evil and caused the death of tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of innocent people if you extend beyond what happened between 58 and 62 during the Great Leap Forward into the Soviet Union. And I'm just going to read this article here. This is from August 17th. Man who says he accompanied Walz on trip to China calls VP candidate Maoist to the core. Former student also told Alpha News that he submitted a report with the House Oversight Committee and spoke to a staffer for Representative James Comer. Now, the reason this is so important is because I believe James Comer announced this week that his office is launching an investigation specifically into Mao's association with the CCP. And I know these investigations don't often end up amounting to anything. I know these committees don't often end up amounting to anything, but this is happening because a caller called in to InfoWars. The clip went semi-viral with thousands of shares, and now there's been enough pressure online to raise awareness at the highest levels of our government. Those with a semblance of a soul left are actually conducting formal investigations now because of InfoWars. This is why they want to shut down. This is why they sue Alex Jones for $1.5 billion, if not more. This is why they're doing everything they can to silence us or to assassinate Trump or to imprison Owen Schroyer. This is why they are trying to rip us off of the internet itself, where they're wanting to seize all of the so-called intellectual property of all the broadcasts that we've ever streamed. Even though we've given away all of our broadcasts for free to the audience, we've given away all of our clips for free to the audience. We said you can upload them anywhere. You have a license to use this indefinitely, in perpetuity, forever. They're trying to claim that when this liquidation is over with, they will have the intellectual rights to all of the content that we've ever made, even though we've given it away for free to everyone. So that they can do copyright strike notices and force through litigation further to go to places like Rumble or BitChute or YouTube and ensure that no one can upload a clip of Alex Jones on any social media platform on the internet ever again. They are trying to memory hole him. They are trying to erase this network, this platform, off of the internet itself. So not only will we not be able to post any content in the future, but so that it won't even be recorded that we ever existed in the first place. That's what they are trying to do. And it's because of people like Shad who call in and tell their story, which is true, and then call into other news outlets after it goes viral and provide their source content proving that their story was true, and then get contacted by James Comer and other leaders and actually launch investigations into the fact that the VP candidate for the Democratic ticket is literally a Maoist communist, totally antithetical to the national security interests of the United States of America and to the principles of America itself, 100% anti-American, cannot take any of his oaths of office seriously because the Constitution is antithetical to communism itself. So if you're a Maoist, you can't honestly take a vow to protect our republic because Maoists don't believe in republics. They believe in people's liberation armies beating cripples in the street. This is why you have to share the broadcast. This is why you have to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and find something that's right for you. All of our products are top of the line. I understand that maybe you don't suffer from inflammation, but if you don't suffer from inflammation, then maybe you need vitamin C and zinc like everybody does in order to have an immune system while bioweapon after bioweapon is launched and pandemic after pandemic is pre-planned. There is something for everyone at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's long-term food storage in case of the apocalypse coming right around the corner, whether it's supplements, whether it's water purification, or just t-shirts. There is something for you at InfoWarsStore.com. There is something for you at DrJonesNaturals.com. That's DrJonesNaturals.com. Not only are these products an investment in your mental and physical health, they are an investment in freedom itself. They are an investment in humanity itself. So if you are pro-human, if you are on Team Humanity, I implore you, before you spend any money anywhere else, spend it at InfoWarsStore.com and keep us in the fight so they can't silence us for revealing the truth about these Maoist communists who are literally trying to take over at the highest levels. We have time for one more caller. Let's go. It's a call sign breeder in Thailand. Call sign breeder.
Well, I found the product that was right for me, and it was the turmeric toothpaste, and it actually stopped a gum infection in 2 days brushing with this stuff. So,
Did you get it on InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com?
I actually had to have a family member send it to me because the site blocks Thailand, and I think you guys do it because you get attacks from Thailand. Yeah. So if I can do 2, 3, 4 extra steps to get it all the way out here, then and people who are out there in the States should do the effort to take 1, 2 steps to get it there. So I was going to mention that we do syndication. I run Tyranny Response Team on Facebook if people want to go there and check it out. There is a beachhead in Facebook. It's changed a lot because of what's happened with X and TikTok. And now there's a lot. We're taking it over. It's crazy. We're grilling these people. And we're doing this thing on our syndication network across a lot of pages. Most of my pages are cannabis related, hence the breeder call sign.
I thought it was something else.
Well, you know, our first conversation, you know, you hit me with the joke.
I remember. Breeder. For sure.
And so
they don't
want us to breed. Well, that's actually, you know, an important theme, though. People have to understand that they're trying to stop us from breeding, and you know, that bothers me. Especially, you know. So anyhow,
Amber Rose,
you know,
like tattoo right on my forehead that just says breeder.
Breeder. Well, you know, look, we have a lot of big cannabis pages, probably about 10 million followers worth, and we'll put up a post, you know, to kind of lead our advertisements, like some kind of content to draw people, and then they see our ads for our products afterwards, like bong companies, rolling papers, whatever. And on Sundays, we usually run one that shows this dude wearing a Trump costume. It's the Trumpinator costume. It actually looks pretty cool. He looks like the Terminator, but it's Trump, and he has like the cyborg eye and like bullet holes, like metal bullet holes, and he's like walking around. And the feedback we get, these are cannabis pages, right? So this is mostly like,
you would think kind of lefty.
You know, it's 70% positive, at least.
Everything is changing. Everything is changing, call sign breeder. And it's all because of you and the meme war. And it's all because of InfoWars. I wish I could talk to you for longer, man, but we got 30 seconds left, so I do have to end the call. But that is an awesome piece of information. If all the stoners of the world have united and 70% of people love Terminator, Trumpinator, this is absolutely amazing sign. This is more reliable, more credible than any poll you've ever seen from CNN or MSNBC. We are officially winning. We have adopted the stoners into our base, and they are going to smoke up for freedom all the way up until November 5th. Folks, stay tuned for Alex Jones in 3 minutes on the Alex Jones Show.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.